I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio, and that was a band by the name of Velvet Acid Christ with a track called, well, it's actually an acronym, so I'm just going to say it's We Have to See, We Have to Know. And that was the No Sleep Till Fun with Knives remix from 98. Quite possibly one of my favorite VAC tracks. Actually, this entire first set is a bit of a, I guess you could say, demonstration of bands that I really like, in the sense that I like their older stuff, but their newer stuff doesn't really do anything for me. VAC, of course, their last album did nothing for me, really. Before that, you heard Funk Revolt with a track called Voices of the Dead, and as one of my friends pointed out, Funk Revolt is actually a really good band if they had stopped recording just after Execution Tracks, because unfortunately everything they did after Execution Tracks is pretty much a rubber stamp clone of everything else. And, you know, speaking of rubber stamp clone, we started things off with V&V Nation with a track called Joy from their first album, Praise the Fallen. Now, V&V, their first album, really, really, really good. The production values aren't exactly there, and it's kind of funny to listen to because the stuff that they've done since then is very polished, very professional, and sounds really good from that respect. The only problem is that everybody, it would seem, latched on to the track Solitary, and they decided, well, hey, let's do an album of Solitary, which was Empires, and that did really well. So then they did another album of Solitary, which really didn't. There were a couple of good tracks, like the Grey Dawn remix of, I can't remember the name of the song, but, you know, that actually kind of says something. If A Beloved, that's it. If it takes you a minute to remember the name of the song. I think that V&V, when they lost their sort of pseudo-military lyrics and the sort of pent-up aggression that you can hear all the way through Praise the Fallen, I think they missed out on something that they could have went with, and I think, I don't know, had a lot more, I don't know, I guess they just branched off in the direction that I didn't want them to go. And that isn't to say that the way that they went is wrong, you know? Anyways, enough of that. Enough of me. We're going to continue on with some more new stuff. Well, actually, we're going to continue on with some new stuff, because those three tracks weren't exactly all that new. It would seem that Artifact Records has a pair of, I guess you could call them EPs out. They're basically split split discs with one band versus another, sort of. They do remixes of each other, but it's not exclusively that. This is the U-Turn, an exploration in techno. There's also another volume out, U-Turn 1, which is an exploration in trance, which I really want to get my hands on because that has massive immense and negative format, and of course I love negative format. We're going to continue on with a band by the name of Implant. This is a track called Distant Future. I am DJ Todd, you're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. that was some brand new negative format from their brand new album, Cypher Method. And that was a track called Downfall Atmosphere. And I don't know that there's any one track on the disc that really jumps out at me. But it's very, like, I mean, I've had this, I guess, about 3 or 4 days now. And it pretty much hasn't left my CD player yet. I've always been a big fan of negative format. And, well, I shouldn't say always, because I think, I can't remember the name of their CD that came out before Distant Pulses. And I don't know that that one really struck much of a chord with me. But I don't think they had really hit the trance thing yet at that point. And ever since they did, I really got into them. So I guess that says something, doesn't it? Anyways, going to continue on with some, well, I guess, semi-new stuff. This is, again, the dangers of sending Todd CDs, because they get stuffed into a pile, and then Todd moves or something like that, and the pile kind of gets, I don't know, mislaid. Anyways, I probably had this CD for a couple of months and haven't played it yet, so I'm going to have to rectify that. This is from the brand new album from Bool called Pheromones, and this is a track called Blow Up the World. I am DJ Todd, you're listening to Real Synthetic Audio.
Yeah.
Dissolution, the club mix. And of course, that was from U-Turn 2, Head Scan Plus Implant, an exploration in techno. And hey, Yoke, send me a copy of U-Turn 1. Don't make me hit you. I know where you live. Anyways, before we continue on and before we go, more or less, I want to remind everybody who's going to be in the Toronto area next weekend that Real Synthetic Audio will be having our fifth anniversary party at Savage Garden in Toronto. And I do have stuff to give away. Don't have as much as I would have hoped for because a lot of the... I didn't get any sort of a response from a number of people who I, you know, asked for free shit. And a couple of the people that did promise to send me stuff, well, didn't. So, we do have stuff from Artifact Records. Couple of copies of U-Turn 2. And we've got a, well, I guess... I guess it's from me. We've got an Assemblage 23 t-shirt that I bought. And we've got a whole bunch of copies of Asleep by Dawn magazine. And, of course, that magazine comes with a CD sampler. And I believe it's the first 250 people who walk through that door will get a copy of the album and the magazine. So make sure you're there. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, of course, I'm going to be dusting off the old skills. And DJing for everybody for a couple of hours should be a lot of fun. Anyways, we're going to end off the show this week with Mesh, with a track called People Like Me, the alternate Mesh mix. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. See you next week, and hey, hopefully I'll see you next weekend.
I can watch you from my room, it's easy and free. I can lie in your footsteps and you never see me. Cause people like you look right through me and still don't see the ground. Today I'll make you concentrate, and I don't need to make a sound. And I'll never be alone again. I'll really make you see me differently. I can wait in the shadows, not here on the street. Again, I'll really.